I see with perfect clearness the belief I hold. I see with perfect clearness the belief I hold. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I see with perfect clearness the belief I hold. Are we all able to see with perfect clearness the beliefs that we hold? Or are they sometimes hidden among the recesses of our mind where we're not fully aware of what the beliefs are that we hold? We oftentimes hold beliefs where we are worshiping other experiences, where we worship our parents, we worship our teachers, we worship all the life experiences we have. Are we ready to know what magic the clearness of our belief holds for us? Are we ready to be prepared to enter into it with great anticipation? This is something that we have to really think about very clearly and very strongly, because it is something that we must know about, something that we must be aware of. And it's not a matter of we must be aware of it. It's if we are aware of it, we can get more benefit from it. We can have more enjoyment out of it. We can have more excitement out of life if we know what our belief is. Now, how do we begin to research and understand what our belief is? How do we begin to look into the details of what our beliefs are? Well, I think rather than looking for what our beliefs are, we might look for what things we really want to experience. I was talking with a young lady just today, and she was telling me how she had been going through some very strong experiences. Experiences that made her feel uncertain, made her feel insecure, made her feel, what are her values in life? What direction does she want to go? What is really important to her? And the only thing that I could think of that would be important to her is to be herself and have fun, to live her life according to what she feels are the right values that she holds for herself, and to do the things that please her and delight her and make her feel satisfied after she had done these things. Much like a person who feels, well, I'm going to bake a cake. And they go in and bake a cake. You say, well, Herb, what's so big deal about baking a cake? Well, we have the requirements within ourselves. We have the desires within ourselves to go and bake a cake. We have the desire to take a walk. We have the desire to sit quietly and listen. We have the desire to watch a TV show or not to watch a TV show. We have the desire to do all of these various things. And these desires claim us. These desires sort of make an impression upon us. And if we don't go out and do it, then we feel that we have missed something. And truly we have. You see, if we'd listen very lovingly to the divine within ourselves and follow it with every choice that it makes for us, we would be listening to the purity of our soul. We would be listening to our belief structure. We'd be listening to what great anticipations our beliefs within us have for us. How many have experienced the desire of going for a walk and then not taking a walk, and then later feeling, oh, I missed something? And it's not a matter that you missed something. It's that a matter you didn't follow your desire. You see, we have many, many desires, and we would be miracle people if we could follow all of our desires. But we cannot begin to follow all of our desires. So we begin to follow them as we can. When the desire says to sit down, sit down. When the desire says to stand up, stand up. Well, Herb, that is so easy. That is so simple. That doesn't mean a thing. That's true. But that's how you begin to follow your desires. You begin by following your desires on the simple little things that your body, your mind, your spirit, your divine within reveals to you is what it wants you to do. Now, you don't know why. You don't know why there's the voice within you says, sit down. Sit down, please. Sit down. Sit down. And we don't often hear it that clear. And if we hear it, and then we sit down, the first thing we do is take a deep breath. Because we have sat down in compliance with our inner desire. And when our inner desire says to sit down, and we sit down and take that deep breath, then we are entering into a peaceful state of consciousness. Now, that's not all bad, is it? And as we enter into this peaceful state of consciousness, the concerns of our mind, the things that we think we have to do, but we don't have the capacity to do them. We have to go out and go shopping, but we don't have the capacity to do that because the car is not here right now. Someone else has it. Or we could take the bus or a streetcar. We could do anything else. We could call a neighbor to drive us in. We could do many things. But you see, the desire is not strong enough to take these alternative routes. The desire is only saying that we want to do that. So, we follow these desires. Now, I was in the office of our webmaster the other day, and as I was in the office of our webmaster, I was talking to Ellen, and Ellen gave everyone a big hug and said, "Herb, you ought to give so-and-so a big hug." And I said, well, he indicated to me that he really didn't care for a hug from me years ago, you know. And she said, well, it's different now. It's different. And so I didn't give him a hug, but I went out of the office and did other business, and then I had to come back in the same office again. And we were brought into contact with each other for just a moment before I left again, and I said, I want to give you a hug. And he says, good. And he came over and let me give him a hug, and I said, thank you very much. I said, that makes my day. He said, thank you, it makes mine too. And you see, what years ago had been a desire changed over the years. The attitudes mellow, and the idea of a hug wasn't something that, oh dear, no, I can't hug a man, I can't hug you, this or that. The ideas change, where it says a hug is a hug. A hug is a show of appreciation, a show of respect, a show of love. Oh, well, people get ideas. Well, they'll get ideas because you got ideas. Now, if you have no ideas about what a hug means other than it's a show of respect and a show of caring for one another, then that's great. But if you have ideas that go beyond that, then of course those are what you're going to have. Well, now, the divine in you is putting you into the position to have many wonderful experiences, and many experiences that will make you feel relaxed and peaceful and happy with yourself. The divine never asks us to do anything that is going to upset us. Oh, it might upset us to hug someone that we hadn't intended to hug, and after we got done giving them a hug, we found out that, hey, that was very nice, and that person appreciated it, and I appreciated it. But, you see, if we don't follow the divine within us, if we don't follow what it has to say, we never know what our beliefs are. We'll never know what it is that is important for us. We'll never know why these things are important for us. We'll never know. So, it's important for us. It's important for us to realize what our values are, what our beliefs are, who we are. And the best way to find out is by following the divine voice within us that tells us to do things. Well, how do I know it's the divine voice? You know it's the divine voice. You always know it's the divine voice. When the divine voice speaks to you, you feel good about it. You feel, yeah, okay. Or you feel just a little trepidation. So, oh, I'm not sure. This might be. And you see, that's the divine moving you into a channel that is new and delightful for you. But you haven't really the experience in it. And be prepared with great anticipation for the joy and the magic that will come out of listening to the divine. I see with clear, perfect clearness the belief I hold. I don't even know what a belief is. Well, I don't know what the word means. I don't know what my beliefs are. But the divine does. The divine knows your beliefs. Now, I would say that beliefs could be categorized in much the same way that we categorize our values, our virtues, what we feel are important things. That's beliefs. What we feel is vital and important for our life. What do you feel is vital and important for your life? What do you feel is vital and important for you to go? Which direction should you go? Only you can give yourself the answer. I have many people calling on the phone to the healing ministry and to me and asking questions about their life. asking for directions and what they should do with their relationships, what they should do with their business, what they should do with their health, what they should do with someone who is dying, or someone who is just born, or the myriad of things that come into their consciousness. They call me and they ask. Some ask from prison, some ask from hospitals, some ask from homes, some ask out in the field. They're in their car with their cellular phone, or they're out in the park with their cellular phone. It's amazing the ability we have to contact. And they call me, and they just seem to know. And when they call, they say, hey, I'm a little confused. I want to know what's for my highest best, but I'm just a little confused. I want to understand what I should do in this state, in this condition, in this circumstance. And I'll say, hey, if you want to talk about it and have ministerial counseling, I'm glad to do it. But if you want to just be guided by the divine within you, knowing what is the highest and best for you to do, well, let's just put that cause in motion. All is in divine order now. I listen to the divine in me and follow its guidance in everything that I do, and everything that I do is fabulous, is glorious, is wonderful. It's the right thing. What a burden it is off our consciousness when we let go and let the divine in us reveal that which is for our highest and best. It's something that we can build the habit of doing. It's something we could build the habit of listening to that divine within and letting it guide us, letting it show us the way. One person called the other day. They were sitting in the park, and they were meditating and relaxing. And they called and they said, Dr. Marley, what should I do? I'm just at a quandary. My life is sort of ups and downs. My wife's not too happy with me. My boss is not too happy with me. My children, they don't even want to talk to me. What should I do? What direction should I go? And so I could speak to them as a minister and say, what direction do you think you should go? What direction would bring you the greatest happiness? What direction would bring happiness to your family? But you see, those are the clinical things that really we're making judgments. And when we make those judgments, we sometimes make an incorrect judgment because there may be experiences, there may be attitudes that we don't know about. And so we say, all is in divine order. I do everything in divine order with my family, my home, my business. I listen to the divine within, and I do what is the highest and best for me. And if it's the highest and best for you, you can be sure it is wonderful for everybody else. If it is the highest and best for you, you can be sure that it's wonderful for everybody else. If it's the highest and best for you, you can be sure it's wonderful for everybody else. Now, we're not living our life for everybody else, but we are living our life for our highest and our best. So, when we say all is in divine order, and I'm living for my highest and my best, I'm being myself and I'm having fun, and I am at peace. I don't have to figure out whether I'm doing the right thing or not, whether I'm listening in the right way or not, whether I'm following the right attitude or not. I just go for it. And I am following the right attitude. I am doing the right thing. And I am perfectly guided by that belief within me. What magic it holds for me, I prepare for with great anticipation. I say, all is in divine order. All is peace. All is harmony. What a wonderful world this is. What a wonderful life we lead when we just listen to the divine within. And then I see with perfect clearness the belief I hold. And I know what magic it holds for me. And I prepare for that magic with great anticipation. You're wonderful. Thank you for sharing with me this morning. I love you. I love you. I love you.